Some of these are just such obvious words that it's hard to bring to mind.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know, you're letting the water run off. You're doing what?
Rinsing.
It starts with a D-R.
Dripping.
Draining.
Draining.
Yeah. And what would you call the thing that you dig to drain the water?
A trench.
Or?
A ditch.
All right. Anything else? Suppose it's big enough for a boat to go through.
Canal.
Mm-hmm. Now, this, since you don't live along the sea, you may not know. Do you have a name for a body of water that flows in and out with the tide?
No, I don't believe so.
I don't really know that myself. If there's a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods, would you have a name for that?
Gorge.
Oh, good. That's a good one. Suppose there had been a heavy rainfall and the rain had just cut out a narrow place in the road.
A rut.
All right. Mm-hmm. How about gully? Do you use that?
Well, I always thought of gully and ditch being the same, that they ran along each side of the road.
Are they both natural rather than man-made?
Most of them are. They probably have been helped along by man, by cleaning out and so forth.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about names for small flowing bodies of water?
Creeks.
Anything else smaller?
Yeah, branches.
Mm-hmm. How about bigger? You mentioned the Chattahoochee, that's a
river.
Okay. What are some creeks and branches and so forth in the Harris County area?
Well, Ossahatchee and Mulberry. And Mulberry practically goes through the county.
Are those creeks or what?
Creeks.
Uh-huh. Any other rivers?
We bought of the Chattahoochee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any branches?
Not that I can think of. If they are, there are probably some branches in other areas of the county. Mm-hmm. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't know any that had names.
And what do you call the large body of water that's south of the United States, south of Alabama and Mississippi?
Gulf.
Mm-hmm. The Gulf water of what? The whole name of it is the
Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm.
And a little rise in the land, is a
hill.
Is there anything smaller than a hill?
A mound of dirt, but I don't know whether that's what you're thinking about.
Well, to open a door, you turn the
knob.
Would you use that for land at all?
Not that I'm familiar with.
They do in East Tennessee, but
oh, really?
Not in Georgia. Yeah, a knob. And then if it's very large, it's a big, great big hill.
Mountain.
Mm-hmm. And the rocky side that drops off sharply is the
cliff.
And if you had two of them, you'd have two
cliffs.
And up in the mountains where there's a low place where you can get through, that's a
pass.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's a good one. Any other name for that? Head them off at the pass.
Right.
In the old Western, speaking of heading them off at the pass, when the gunfighter when he kills somebody, he cuts a little something in his gun handle.
A notch.
Would you ever use notch to mean a pass?
Not that I know about.
Okay. Let's see. Where is freight unloaded when a boat docks?
At the dock.
Yeah. I keep doing this tonight. I can't seem to say the question without getting the word into it. What do you call a place? Now, there is no way to avoid getting the word in this one, where a lot of water goes down.
Bank.
The water falls.
Falls, yeah.
What would you call it?
A waterfall.
Uh-huh. Let's see. And what are some road surfaces? What are most of the roads made of?